It's a losing game being a dove among warhawks. And no one knows that better than now on her way out, Congresswoman Cori Bush, whose cardinal sin was hoping that peace would finally reign over the Middle East.
A ceasefire is not a radical solution. It's not radical to save lives. It's radical for lives to be dispensable.
Just days after the war in Gaza broke out, she called for an end to the bloodshed and urged her president to send bread rather than bombs. And while her fellow lawmakers gave a standing ovation when the Israeli leader came to town, she chose to stand him up.
By bestowing Prime Minister Netanyahu with a joint address, Congress is not only continuing to greenlight genocide, it is actively celebrating the man at the forefront of that genocide. Instead of platforming a war criminal, Congress should be imposing an arms embargo and using its leverage to force Netanyahu to end the bombing and bloodshed that has already killed over 39,000 Palestinians.
And that's the short version of how Cori Bush became target practice for omnipotent pro-Israel lobbying groups like AIPAC, whose very existence is about ensuring that congressmen clap when Netanyahu's in town. They splurged over $8 million on ousting Bush, mainly on smear ads. And it paid off. Bush lost. Never mind that polls show that she genuinely represents the electorate on the Gaza issue. She's out. And so's the champagne.
United Democracy Project congratulates pro-Israel progressive leader Wesley Bell on his victory over Representative Cori Bush. Being pro-Israel is good policy and good politics.
And this isn't a one-off. Fellow Israel critic Jamal Bowman also found himself in AIPAC's crosshairs. They broke records by pouring $17 million into topping this, a single man. Then there was Senator Dave Min, who, yes, while a Zionist, well, he wasn't hardcore Zionist enough.
Despite State Senator Min's support of Israel and a broad coalition of endorsements from the Jewish community, a number of Republican donors at the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee are upset that he has called for Bibi Netanyahu to be held accountable for the security failures on October the 7th and Netanyahu's failure of leadership during this crisis. Senator Min does not believe in the annexation of West Bank settlements. He had hoped that a constructive dialogue could be had. It appears they disagreed.
AIPAC are hardballers. There is no room for nuance. Either you're out there burning Palestinian olive groves alongside the settlers, or they'll shower the shekels on ending your career. Now, all this, of course, begs the question, who really runs the show here? And before you call me a conspiracy theorist, well, take a listen to the baby-faced but clear-eyed Bibi Netanyahu.
We have the Senate, the Congress, and a record-strong Jewish lobby on our side. We have a strong influence over the general support in America. The U.S. won't force us into anything.
So, just to be clear, a foreign politician can brag about owning American lawmakers. AIPAC can show its receipts and tweet about changing the U.S. political landscape in the service of a land far, far away. And no one cries foul, no talk of sacrosanct elections. Whereas, let's say, a Russian sitting in Moscow and tweeting about Trump.
The Russians are 24/7 trying to undermine the integrity of our elections. The intelligence community knows that. In fact, they have stated that.
I do believe that there will be foreign interference in the 2020 election and that Russia will be at the front of the line.
We do know that the Russians throughout the campaign were making outreach to the campaign. They continue that during the transition, including some of the people they had talked to during the campaign, and obviously even after that point. So this is part of a concerted Russian influence operation that never stopped.
Well, bring out Robert Mueller. 2,800 subpoenas, 500 witnesses, 500 search warrants, 34 indictments, $25 million, a 448-page report, and zero collusion. So I guess it depends on whose interests you're promoting. Like I said, it's tough being a dove in Washington. safer to stick to the tried and tested art of waging war. It's good for business and, well, it might get you a promotion too.